My name is Andy Black. Thank you for choosing to listen to today's health update so the truth can set you free. This is the fastest 30 minutes on the radio covering health, freedoms, and faith. Remember, just because you see it on television doesn't mean it's true. Just because the news reports it doesn't mean it's true. The deep state's goal is to cause so much fear that we will gladly and without resistance give up our freedoms in the name of the common good. Beware, communism always stresses it's for the common good. 2024 is the year that we must be diligent, informed, active in our republic, and prepared to defend our nation and our freedoms. And that is why we recommend everyone listen to today's health update. Yes, we tell the truth about the health of our society, but we also tell the truth concerning the spiritual health of our nation, so you will know what is coming and how to respond. So now, listen to the fastest 30 minutes on the radio with Roy Williams. You will be glad you did.
Welcome to today's health update, the fastest 30 minutes on the radio. There's no doubt about it. I'm getting confirmation of that all the time. Thank you for listening. My name is Roy Williams, the guru of good health, the superintendent of supplementation. It's a challenging state of affairs we're facing in America today. And since it's Friday, you know I'm going to be talking about freedoms, and Freedom Fridays is what we call it. I love this show because it's waking people up. And, you know, they want to put woke on everybody. That's the opposite of waking up. Woke is doing everything against God's will, doing it backwards instead of right. It's insane is what it is. I couldn't help but laugh the other night. I saw a lady that was going into a bathroom at the airport in some big city, and she was videoing herself with her phone, obviously, going in there saying, "I'm really uncomfortable with the situation I'm facing right now." And she showed the door, and it was a unisex bathroom. In other words, all sexies were allowed to go in there. She says there was absolutely no restrictions. Children could go in there. Women could go in there. Men could go in there. And she says, yes, as she walked through, she's showing there was like 30 stalls, and it gave everybody a little privacy when you using the bathroom in your own little area there. But it was men and women and children in there. And all I could think was, good grief, I feel sorry for those children. How embarrassing that's got to be. It's bad enough for a woman, and me too. I don't want to be involved in nothing like that. But these poor children, you know, that would be the most confusing thing you can imagine. But why do they want to confuse us? Because the more state of confusion a society is in, the more likely they're going to be dependent on government to bail them out, pull them out, gift them out, or do something nutty like that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're facing the largest deficit in the history of the United States of America. We're in the hole so deep right now that there's a lot of, of the specialists, if you call them that, the authorities in financing saying that it's almost impossible for America to come out of this without some outside force happening. And, of course, what that outside force is that the Democrat Party wants, needs, and desires is war. They want to send your and my children and grandchildren off to a war in another country to bail us out financially. And they're willing to do it because you watch and see, it ain't the politicians' children that'll be going to war. It ain't the Democrat Party's children that'll be going to war. It'll be the people that they choose to go to war. And yes, they even talking about may come a time when you have to start the draft back. So, you know, with these kinds of things in mind, let's think about what our options are. What are our options as Americans? Well, we got more options than you may think, because our founding fathers were wise enough to set up a system that gave the people the power. You and me, the public, the people, the citizens, they gave us the power over the government. Now, trust me, I understand what you're thinking. They've reversed that on us. They really have. I mean, are you afraid if the IRS calls you? You need to think about that. Are you afraid when a new leader goes into even a local part of government in your area? You have to sit back and wonder what decisions will they make. My big decision is, can they be bought out? I'm telling you, they're buying our public officials left and right, and those that they cannot buy, let me tell you how they control them. They simply send them to Epstein Island, or at least that's what they used to do. They find out what their weaknesses are, whether it's they like children or they like the same sex or they like whatever. They'd send them there, and then every single corner of a room of everything there, the whole thing, I'm telling you right now, was being videoed, being taped. They got it. They got them all. So what are they doing? They're blackmailing them. If they can't buy your politician and get them to pass the legislation they want, they simply blackmail them by saying, listen, we're going to release this to the public. What you did, what we've got you on record showing and can prove you did, is going to be released, and it's going to destroy you and your family, probably, for the rest of your life. I mean, that's the kind of shenanigans that's going on. It's like the cartel. You know, the cartel gets started in a major city somewhere, and they slowly buy out the politicians that's there, or they buy out the law enforcement, or they buy out the judicial system, and once they've got control of that, they can control every aspect of our lives, and that's exactly what's happening all around the country. The difference is sometimes some of those people can't be bought out, so what do? They catch them doing things they shouldn't do, or even more egregious than that, they make up something that they did. I mean, do you realize how hard it would be for you right now in your life if somebody, opposite sex of you, lied about you and having affairs, or you having sex with the same male or female with the same sex you are? Do you realize that even though we were raised to believe our whole lives that you're innocent until proven guilty, in America, that's no longer true? You are guilty in America right now until you can prove that you're innocent. And how do you prove yourself innocent if they own the judicial system? Who's they? The ones that's wanting you in trouble, the ones that's wanting to control you, the ones that's wanting to force you to vote the way they want you to vote, to put in the legislation they want put in. Listen, that's where we're at. Yes, as great as freedom is, as great as our representative republic has been, and as successful as we've been, we're on that verge of collapse. We're on that verge of going down the drain. We're on that verge of where the Titanic got, where it took on more water than it could hold, and it sunk and took everybody with them that didn't get in one of them boats that got out of there. That's where we're at. And it is hard to reverse a situation where even the judges cannot allow, listen to how I said that now, our judicial system, the judges cannot allow your case to be heard in front of a jury without them slanting the jury. What do I mean by that? Well, I can tell you for a fact, met a man once that had spent some time in prison. And while he was in there, when he got out, he told me his situation was that he was at home in his house. They needed another bedroom built onto the house because his family had expanded, obviously. And so he hired a best friend of his out of high school to come in and add the addition. He was a great contractor, did good work. So he asked him if he would build them the extra bedroom, and the guy said, of course I will. gave him the price. They agreed on it, and he started work. Well, a few weeks into his work, the owner of the house, the guy that hired him, was leaving, and here's his best friend comes up to him as he's leaving and says, "Hey, can I use your phone inside your house? I need to make a phone call." And being a friend, he says, "Well, of course, go ahead." 6 months later, the Drug Enforcement Agency has come into his home and are arresting him right in front of his whole family for soliciting the sales of drugs. And he says, "What are you talking about? I don't even use drugs. I don't sell drugs." "Oh, yes, the phone call was made from your house, and the drug deal was made on your phone." And his mouth dropped open. He realized that his so-called friend, wanting to use his phone, had got on his phone and made a drug deal that they tied directly back to his house. Now, I want to tell you the truth. This man spent 3 years in federal pen for being involved in a drug transaction that he was not involved with. But he couldn't prove he wasn't involved with it. And here's the clincher. In his own documents about the case, he bought them from the court system. You know, they record everything. That's what that lady sitting there typing is doing. And she's not typing. I don't know what they're calling it. I forget. But you know what? The judge actually told the jury, "You must find him guilty." Why? Because he's an intelligent man. He's a banker. He had to have known that his friend was doing that on his phone. He told the jury, "You have to find him guilty." Now, that's what kind of a system we live in today. I mean, a woman today, I'm telling you flat out, I've seen it happen. I know of cases where it's happened. A woman today can claim that a man raped her. And it's her word against his in court. And the jury, all the woman has to do is get up there and cry and shed some tears and tell everybody how horrible it was, how evil it was, how what he did to her. And he's liable to spend a long, long time in prison. We do not have a good judicial system anymore. And if we don't start correcting that, some really bad things are going to happen and already are happening in our country today. And I'll tell you why a lot of this is happening. I mean, we're seeing terrorism all over the world. We watched, the Twin Towers come down. We went through all of that stuff. And we went through COVID. We now know that it was a virus that was created by science in a lab and was released into the public. I mean, these are things we know that's going on. These are things we know are happening. Why is so much, our borders are wide open. Gas prices are going up. Food costs are going up. Rent and house payments are getting to the point that people are having to sell their house at a loss or not able to buy a house because they won't qualify. I could go on and on. We are in some real bad situation. Our economy is falling apart at the seams like crazy. And remember, even the national media is lying to you about how much employment there is, how many unemployment people there are. They're lying to you. They've rigged every aspect of the numbers. You cannot trust anything that comes out of their mouth or any of the numbers that they give you or any of what they so-call facts. You can't believe them anymore. Why is this all happening to our country? Well, all you got to do is go to the Bible. You want to maintain your freedoms as a nation, we better get back into the Bible. That very core concrete foundation that we built this country on. I mean, there's absolutely no question. The first 100 years of the United States of America, we were a Christian-based, faith-based powerhouse. We grew so fast that every country on earth began to envy us. Why? Because God was blessing us. Why? Because we built a society around the Bible. You got to remember, too, most Americans are of the part of the 10 tribes of Israel. Oh, I know that's a shock, but it's a fact. I can prove to you that it's true. I'm not going to on this radio show, but God blessed us. He blessed us, and he blessed us indeed, and continues to do so in spite of these evil beings, and I say beings, entities, evil spirits that are now beginning to dominate this society to the point that everything that was once right is now wrong, and everything that was once recognized as wrong is considered right or okay. They're wanting your children to believe that they can change their sex if they want to. They want your children to believe it's okay to be a cross-dresser or to be a transgender, I think they call it. It's, you know what? That is shameful. That's evil. That's Satan working. That's Moloch. You know, the God that demanded children. They got us to believe that abortion is not a murder. What? How do you do stuff like that? Well, I'm going to tell you how. You just kick God out of everything. That's all you got to do. Don't you realize that man, the Bible plainly says, you've got to decide, are you going to trust man or are you going to trust God? When we take God out of everything and we rely on man's traditions, man's beliefs, man's education, and man's ideas and concepts and man's science, things go down the toilet really quick. I can hear it flushing right now. it's beginning to get a loud flush. We go further down that down into that septic tank further every day of our lives, it seems like. Now, it's amazing how many people are being caught in pedophilia. I mean, they're involved in it. Child pornography, they're involved in this trash. It's disgusting. And any of you that's listening to me is involved in it, you're disgusting. And you are an abomination to God. Not me. I'm not the judge. But God is, and God knows everything. You can't fool him. You want to maintain freedoms in America today, those of us that are trying as hard as we possibly can to live according to the Judeo-Christian belief system and trying to raise our families in that system, it's getting harder and harder because the evil that has come into our country. So I want to cover a contrast with you. I want to cover this with you today. I want to give you a comparison because this is where we're coming to in America. You can write it down. This is where we're coming to. We're either going to, just like in the first earth age, we're either going to choose God or as our God, or we're going to choose Satan as our God. And remember, Satan's on his way. He's coming as the Antichrist instead of Christ, a make-believe Christ. He's not Christ, but he's going to look like him, act like him, perform miracles like him. He's not him. But so here's the contrast. Are we as a nation going to choose Jesus, or are we going to choose Satan? That's what this boils down to. Oh, it can't be that simple. It is that simple. Read your Bible. Look at how, I mean, that's the oldest history book on earth. You heard me. The Bible is the oldest history book on earth, and it gives you nation after nation after nation that believed in God and put the principles of God in action compared to the people who believed in Satan or Moloch or any of those other gods and put their ideas in motion and see how they come out. So here's the contrast. One offers eternal life. The other offers eternal death. That's death of the soul. That's the contrast we're facing today. One offers love, the other offers sex. Oh, yeah, they want you to believe that sex is love. No, there's a different thing altogether. Animals have sex. Humans can make love. There is a big difference. But that's the difference they offer. You know which one offers only the crudest, rudest, nasty, disgusting, trashy sexual experiences a person could possibly have. God don't offer that. He taught us against it. One offers hope. The other offers hopelessness. That's what Satan offers. He wants to trick you and deceive you and get you to go down that path, but you follow everybody in history that ever followed Satan, and look how the end came. It was hopelessness. One offers faith, the other offers fear. You see, fear is inverted faith. If you truly believe in God and eternal life, there's really nothing to fear, because we're just in these old physical bodies, which are very temporary in the whole scheme of things. And when we leave this flesh body, we instantly go into our spiritual bodies. I call it our first body, because see, you got two bodies. You have the spiritual body that you had in the first earth age when God created you, and then you have the flesh body that you were born of woman from water, through water, into this earth today. You're seeing what the differences are. So remember, one offers faith, the other offers fear. Satan wants you to be scared. Have you noticed that we got two people running for president now? One of them offers us faith. One of them offers us hope. One of them offers us to get back to being the greatest nation on earth. Make America great again. The other offers what? Fear. Global warming. Earthquakes, war. You got to be so scared. Things are bad. The earth's getting too hot. We're going to all perish. Which one's offering you what? Which side are you on? Are you on the side that offers hope and faith and that kind of thing? Or are you on the side of the ones that offers fear? One offers peace. The other offers anxiety. Have you ever had an anxiety attack? I have. That is not comfortable. It's horrible. But that's the difference. Christ offers us peace. The other offers, Satan offers us anxiety, hopelessness, helplessness, depression, fear, anger, frustration. It's one offers good, the other offers evil. It's that simple. But boy, we don't want to talk about good compared to evil in America today. I mean, after all, who defines evil? What kind of a knuckleheaded question is that? Everybody knows what evil is, but they're trying to confuse you about what evil is. How do they do that? Well, they convince you that it's okay for two people of the same sex to be together as man and wife. That's disgusting. To think that that is a moral thing, or that that's good for a society? Come on. One offers good, one offers evil. I'll let you decide. One offers happiness, the other offers sadness, because everything that Satan's involved in turns negative, sad, and terrible. Everything. He means to destroy God's creation called earth, and he wants to destroy all of God's people. That's me and you. One offers health, the other offers sickness. It is sick what these people have dealt into or lowered themselves to the standards. It's sickness. One offers wisdom. The other offers folly. You need to think about it. You need to read your Proverbs. That's pretty simple. One offers kindness. The other offers sadness. One offers freedom, and here we are on a Freedom Friday. The other offers enslavement and dependency. And what do we have in America today? We have a society that has become so dependent upon the government and upon the evil things that we don't know which way is up or which way is down. I'm telling you, we got more confusion in America today than ever in the history of this nation. We are confused because we got away from our foundation. We got away from God's word. One offers rewards. Yes, a lot of people fear death because they don't want to face God. Why is that? You haven't been doing your best, huh? God offers rewards. Death should be a reward day for you. I get to get out of this physical body that suffers and aches and has pains and grows old and has anxiety and all those other things we talked about and experiences these things. But God don't offer that. He offers rewards. What's the reward? Eternal life in a body that'll never experience sadness, that'll never experience fear, that'll never be hungry again, that will never have pain or be broken again. So which do you choose? Do you choose rewards or do you choose judgment? That's up to you. Here's what it boils down to. One offers heaven, the other offers hell. Who are you going to choose? Who are you going to choose? Now, I don't think that Donald Trump is a savior. I definitely don't think you should ever worship another human, and he's human. But I tell you what if you listen to what he says and what he's offering and what he has already done in America, and when I say already done, you can't deny the first 4 years of his presidency. You just can't deny it. Because you look at those 4 years and you look at where we were when he became president and where we were when he left. And remember how many wars we had during his presidency? None. You remember, he created more peace than any president has in our entire history of the world, probably, of the United States. I mean, the man lowered taxes. People had jobs of all races. Had jobs, more jobs than ever. We were breaking records. Inflation had decreased. Our debt was stable anyway. I asked people, the other day I ran into a man who said he was for Biden all the way, and I says, okay, tell me what good Biden's done for us. He could not name a thing. I said, and you're going to vote for somebody again that you cannot think of one thing that they've done to improve the quality of life for American citizens? He was so ashamed, he just turned and walked off. I guess that was shame. He didn't have a leg to stand on. He couldn't tell me why, what Donald, he said Donald Trump was mean. I said, name one mean thing he's done. Y'all, quit letting the media confuse you. Quit letting Satan confuse you. So your choice is going to be pretty simple, and an election's coming up real soon now. And I hope you'll keep your head on your shoulders. I hope you'll focus and concentrate on the rewards that everybody seemed to receive under the Trump administration, with the exception of those who want evil. Everybody that wanted to live a good life, that wanted peace and prosperity, everybody wanted a job and to earn their own way and to stand on their own 2 feet and pull themselves up by their own bootstraps, they were for Trump. Isn't it interesting, though? I looked at those who were for Biden, and they wanted handouts, free meals. They wanted to be able to take from the taxpayer and to receive the money even though they didn't earn it. So your choice is clear. Are you for good or are you for evil? Are you for freedom or are you for enslavement? Because that's what we're voting on in this next election. You better know. You better make good, clear decisions. Thank you for listening to today's health update. Until next time, may God continue to bless all of us with abundant health. And remember, this year, let's go back to doing something important. Let's magnify the Lord.
Now you know why today's health update is called the fastest 30 minutes on the radio. Making the right decisions becomes so much easier when you know the truth. If you would like to know more about products, call 256-757-0660. Visit Herbs & More in Athens or NHC Herb Shop in Killen, or visit our website at www.nhcherbs.com. If you would like to hear a show again or share it with someone, go to Herbs & More Athens Facebook page and scroll down to Roy's picture. The shows are uploaded daily. Or go to Podbean on your computer or phone and type NHC19. That's NHC19 in the search bar and scroll down to find the title you wish to listen to. This is Andy Black. Thank you again for listening to today's Health Update.